take you to a couple of verses in Romans. So I just want to touch on Romans chapter 12 and the last verse. It says, "Do not be overcome by evil, but overcome evil with good." Do not be overcome by evil, but overcome evil with good. Now, if you back that up, you go verse 9, it says, "Love must be sincere. Hate what is evil, cling to what is good. Be devoted to one another in brotherly love, and honor one another above yourselves. Never be lacking in zeal, but keep your spiritual fervor serving the Lord." 12, very important. "Be joyful in hope, patient in affliction, faithful in prayer. Share with God's people who are in need, and practice hospitality." Well, hospitality comes in different levels. And many, many times, if we've been brought up in a home where hospitality wasn't given, we're like out of a box, because today's families are sometimes not hospitable. You come into their home, they invite you, but you know darn well you're intruding. Anybody know what I'm talking about? They'll all be focused on what they're doing, and I heard something the other day that overwhelmed me. And it was someone who was working with teenagers, and they all had their cell phones. They went into a room, they were going to eat together, but each one was focused on their cell phone, texting to each other, yet they weren't communicating across the table. That's scary. That is absolutely scary to me, because it is taking away the gift of hospitality. And hospitality was designed to make one another a part of a group, having compassion and grace to each other. Now, how many know there's fake hospitality? And you can feel it, because you know that you're creating a problem when you've entered their home. Oh, they've invited you to make you feel good, but once you're in, you wish you weren't. Because you have that feeling that you've intruded, you've taken up their time, and it's not good. It's not God. So you have to be very, very careful as a believer to be, to the best of your ability, all things to all people. Now, how do you do that? By practicing at home. You know, many times you're going to get caught off guard. I got caught off guard this morning. And the first call came quite early, and I really wasn't awake. Anybody know what it's like? You know, sometimes the sleep doesn't get always the same level. And it was a demanding individual. I didn't have to say anything but, and they hung up. So I said, "Well, no, Lord, I survived that one. Please give me grace for the next one." I didn't even get to the bathroom, and the phone rang again. It was the second call. I got three in a row. I said, "Lord, please, could you give me grace? Because right now I am ready to say, I think I'm going to hang up the phone and just make sure that I get, at least get to go to the bathroom." And, you know, I was not trying to be selfish, but I said, "Lord, there's intrusion going on this morning." And he said, "No." He said, "They're focused on what's happening within. Their demands are that much bigger than they're aware of." And I said, "Okay." He says, now how did you do? Oh, I said, oh, I pray I made and passed the test, because, you know, it wasn't comfortable. Now, I tried to be what I needed to be, but I was also looking at the lack of concern sometimes that's on the other side of the fence. So be aware. Be conscious of these things. You know, showing hospitality is a good thing. And you need to continue to do that, because people are going to have a result from what you respond and how you respond. And sometimes it may not be a good day for you. Do the best you can. And obviously, as you give out the example, your prayer and my prayer is that they will mature and grow. And not groan, because you're not looking to hurt anybody, but to encourage. Verse 14, bless those who persecute you. Now, that is tough. Sometimes you know someone is against you because he's added something else to this. Bless and do not curse. Why not leave that out? Because sometimes your flesh is going to get the best of you. Amen? And I've heard people say, but you have no idea what they've done to me. Yes, I do. And not cursing is something that you have to choose to really shut your mouth. Duct tape was not invented yesterday. It's been around for a while. It's very handy. And there is spiritual duct tape that can cause you to recover from an injury by responding with what they will never expect. This past month, someone who injured my family, not just me, my entire family, after 23 years, apologized for the first time. So it took 23 years for that person to not only make an appointment, but to literally ask for forgiveness for the damage they had done. 23 years. Now, that is a miracle. I'm not sure how the results were. I haven't heard much. It's none of my business, because it wasn't me. But you know, when someone touches the apple of your eye, which happens to be your children, they're touching you. Now close your eyes for a moment. Say, Lord Jesus, I'm sometimes unaware of how precious I am to my Heavenly Father. And somebody picking on me is really picking on God's apple. Namely me. And he feels what I feel. And if I respond with an unkind word or a curse, I'm representing him. Because he's living in me by his spirit. So how I respond will reflect on him and on me together. So for those who have injured me, backtalked against me, abused me, and accused me because I belong to the Most High God. I purpose to set them free. Please, Lord Jesus, don't hold any sin against them. And if I did curse because of anger, forgive me now. Wash me clean with the blood of the Lamb. Hallelujah. Because this is a delicate subject, you know, sometimes we don't feel like being like the Lord. Verse 15 says, rejoice with those who rejoice, mourn with those who mourn, live in harmony with one another, and do not be proud, but be willing to associate with the people of low position. Do not be conceited. Do not repay anyone evil for evil. Be careful to do what is right in the eyes of everybody, so everybody's opinion is better than yours. By the way, I didn't write the book. I didn't write the chapter or the verse. So if you find yourself defending yourself because you think you're right, maybe you better adjust and let them believe that they might be right. Be careful to do what is right in the eyes of everybody. If it is possible, as far as it depends on you, live at peace with everyone. Do not take revenge, my friend, but leave room for God's wrath. For it is written, it is mine to avenge. I will repay, says the Lord. On the contrary, if your enemy is hungry, feed him. Even if you do it in reverse. If he is thirsty, give him something to drink. In doing this, you will heap burning coals on his head. I'm going to give you a caution light. There were times when the Lord had directed me to bless somebody that abused me. There were other times he said, do nothing. Wait to hear what your Heavenly Father wants you to do. Don't go responding because somebody said to do a certain thing a certain way. Do it because God speaks. If there's a move in your spirit that says do a certain thing to bless somebody that's hurt you, then by all means do it. But don't do it out of an emotional thing. Do it because God said to do. John chapter 5, verse 19 and 30, Jesus didn't do anything to please himself. It's not all about you. It is about him. And if he tells you to bless someone, please do. If he tells you to pull back and intercede, please do. If he tells you to obey, please do. Do as he directs. And then you will be overcoming all of the evil with good. And when you do, the blessings will come from whom? From him. He knows exactly who and what's happened to you every step of your created time. He knows all about what's happened from the time that you were conceived. There's no accidents with our Father. No accidents whatsoever. And if you are still questioning about things, wait for your instructions. Everything will be established in two or three witnesses. You know, he is going to make something so clear that you won't be missing the boat when you get to the place where you have to act. I would rather you wait an extra 24 hours. If you're not sure, if there's doubts in your heart, don't move until the peace is there. Because God said, when his peace is in your heart, I've seen people go out because it says to do in the Word. Oh, the Word tells us to do. Yes, the Word tells you. But you know what? The Holy Spirit is greater than the Word. The Holy Spirit is the one that you should be communicating with. Your Heavenly Father. Talk. He'll talk back. See, I know that there are times that people will study the word and act because the word says. But it's their brain that's directing traffic, not their spirit. And when I was trying to teach you guys on Sunday about letting your spirit direct your mind, then you will be a child of the high God. Romans 8. The sons will do what the father says to do. Putting on the mind of Christ is not exactly something that you're going to learn in a matter of a couple of days. It's taken many years for me to adjust. I used to react sometimes like a child. And when you are a child in Christ, you will act and react like a child. And God is not going to get upset with you. But what I am saying is there's a time to mature. There's a time to run to Him and to say, I'm not moving until I'm absolutely convinced and the peace is in my heart. Talk to Him about it. And don't be afraid. Don't be afraid to act when you have that assurance on the interior. Because then you'll see the fruit. There are times, if you act out of your mind and out of your emotions, you'll also see those fruit. And they're not usually that pretty. And usually, what happens is, there will be disappointment in the end. When I heard this 23-year-old experience had taken place, I knew it was coming. Someone had given me a heads up. And I said to my wife, we're going to ask God for grace for this individual because this is definitely going to be difficult for both individuals. Do I know all the fruits? No. Do I want to know? I think they did the best, and whatever their best is fine. But the bottom line is, don't give up. I believe that's why I'm saying to you, do not judge, do not condemn, wait for the Lord as best you can. You know, don't overreact out of your emotions as best you can. And show hospitality. Don't show partiality. Do the best you can. Intercede for those who have been injured, because that's what we did. Because there's injuries sometimes on both sides. And walking in peace, trying to overcome the evil with good, was consistent. Both my wife and I had made agreement because of this family situation that we would not retaliate. We would do the best we could. And we didn't. Although sometimes it was extremely difficult. Close your eyes one more time. Say, Lord Jesus, when the injuries have come to me, because I love you, because I followed you, and those who are jealous, whatever their reason is, Lord Jesus, set them free from their jealousy. I think of myself as nothing most of the time. But when they look at me, they see the Lord. They see the light. And it irritates the darkness. So, Lord Jesus, again, I purpose to forgive. With no conditions. In Jesus' name. I want to give you a little gift that came this morning. There's a group of young boys that have been coming in where I go for exercise in the morning once in a while. I don't get there every day. I get there once in a while. But this morning, there was one young man. He reminded me of one of my nephews. And as he was walking across, kind of bowed his head and nodded. About 15 minutes later, he was next to me, and I said, where are you guys all coming from? Because I could tell they were like hanging around together, and I learned that they're in a halfway house. And they've all gotten into mischief with the law, and they're all in the same boat. So I shook his hand, and I said, what's your name? And he tells me his name is David. So that kind of reiterated. And another kid that was next to him came over, and he introduced himself, and I said, well, I'll be praying for you, David. He says, well, I know the Lord. I said, that's wonderful. So 3 minutes goes by, and I'm communicating with these two, and the other one had taken off. He comes back with one of his friends. He says, I want you to meet Damien. And so he says, well, my mother's a believer too. I said, well, that isn't going to cut it. You're going to have to start believing for yourself. How old are you, Damien? He says, I'm 16. I says, well, that's a perfect time to know the Lord. And he looked at me like he says, really? I says, yeah. I says, do you know anything about Matthew, Mark, Luke, and John? Yeah, yeah. I said, well, John was probably a little younger than you or about your age when he started to follow the Lord. So I said, you know, just be aware that if you pray tonight, ask him to reveal himself to you. And he says, I will, sir. So the rest will be up to the Lord. Amen? Amen. But don't be afraid to give some seeds of encouragement when the Lord shows you. Don't be afraid to speak when the Holy Spirit prompts you. The fruit should be outstanding. And those of you who heard what happened with our other young man named David, it's way, way out of the box. I haven't heard any more, but I'm still overwhelmed at the gift.
What park were they at? Do you know?
I have no idea. They were too excited.
Because they just live opposite.
Yeah. It doesn't make sense. I know. But it's Holy Ghost sense.
It sure is.
Mm-hmm. So, would you close your eyes? Say, Lord Jesus, we're expecting great expectations in you, not in our surroundings, not in the people we want to perform. Even when we have not received what we expected, our God will keep his joy in our hearts, every step of the way, if we're focused on him. Amen?
Amen.
And amen. Share some hugs with each other.